Hi everyone! Today we are back with another question and answer episode. Haven't done one of these in a while, but I got some really good questions through and I thought I would answer them today. Today's ones are mainly focused around relationships and dating and things like that, so there's a little bit of a theme going on. I really hope you enjoy it. There's some juicy dilemmas that I get to answer. And again, I'm going to remind you every episode, it's going to get annoying, but if you ever have anything you want me to talk about on the pod, or if you have a dilemma, it can be anonymous, it can, you know, I can know who you are if you like, you can either DM me, check my Instagram highlights where you can leave a question, or link in the bio where you can leave an anonymous question. But I hope everyone enjoys the episode. Let's get into it. Happy Saturday, everyone. Today is the 28th of October, which is the day that I believe everyone is going to be celebrating Halloween. This episode is going to come out like a week after Halloween, so I hope everyone had a good one. I am going to a Halloween party tonight, a house party. I haven't been to a house party since... Christ. Well, last Halloween we had like a little one, but I haven't been to like a big one in so long. It's just, obviously, as you grow up, no one really bothers. I feel like during uni we all had it because it was exciting that we all had our own houses for the first time and we had this, like, freedom. But then you grow up and, like, you actually start to get a bit precious about your house and you just can't be arsed with the mess. I personally can never be bothered. Hosting gives me so much anxiety. At the house I used to live at with Charlotte and the girls, like, we would host quite a lot. And if it was ever like my thing, like if it was my birthday or anything, I would just get so anxious throughout the day. There's something about going out that just gives me anxiety. If there's ever like a big night, like even tonight, I know I'm going to get really nervous as I'm getting ready. And it's not like a social anxiety. It's just this kind of feeling in the air of like something's happening just translates in my body as anxiety, and I get like literal heart palpitations and I get dizzy, and it's not fun. Like on New Year's Eve or these big, like, you know, when you've got pressure to like have a good night out, that's when I always get anxious. I remember my birthday this year, I was so anxious I literally had to smoke a joint in the daytime, which I never do, by the way. Like I only use it for like sleeping or whatever. I had to smoke because I was like, something needs to give, this pain in my chest needs to go away. But sorry, I'm a little bit sniffly, so if I sound a bit gross, that was why. But yeah, I'm going to Megan's boyfriend's friend's house party tonight. I don't know the person who's hosting it, so that makes me a little bit nervous. I don't know who's going. I don't know what kind of people they are. It might be some crazy, like, when I think of a house party, I always think of fucking Project X, which I know is so unrealistic. Or it might just be like a chic little gathering. I don't know the vibes, and that makes me incredibly nervous, but I'm going to go prepared for anything. I am dressing up. I bought my costume literally months ago. Like, I'm so overprepared for anything. I bought my costume not even know if I had any plans, and there wasn't any plans up until literally I got invited to this party yesterday. I am going as Barbie. I think every single girl there is going to be going as Barbie, and that's absolutely fine with me. I love the idea of like bumping into other Barbies in the street. If I did get any pictures, they'll be on my Instagram, so go have a little look. I don't think I will, to be honest. It's a bit of a ratchet job that I'm throwing together. I've got a wig, I've got the dress, I've got the accessories, and then I was like, I don't really feel like I want to be like a pretty Barbie because, well, one, I don't suit blonde at all, so I will just look a little bit off. So I've decided to do, I'm going to do some like special effects makeup and do like a nose job Barbie. We spoke all about nose jobs in last week's episode, and I said to Meg, I was like, I hope I'm not culturally appropriating your, what is it, appropriating your culture? Culture appropriation of people that have had nose jobs. But I am going to be dressed up like I've just had a nose job. I'm going to do black eyes, like a bandage and things like that. Maybe some like disgusting little crusty bits of blood under my nose. Horrible, very horrible. But hopefully it just adds a little bit of an edge as opposed to just like me in a pink dress and a blonde wig, basically. So yeah, that's the vibes tonight. I'm quite excited to like do the pre-drinking. That's always the best bit of a house party. I'll probably go there for a few hours and come home and then not be hanging. I don't drink that much. I feel like when you look at my Instagram, like I look at it sometimes and it's like every fucking photo I'm drinking. But I really don't drink that much. Whenever I do go out, I have like two or three, sometimes more. But I do not enjoy the feeling of being drunk at all. I definitely want to do an episode on this one day. But yeah, it's just not really for me. I like the tipsy vibes of like two margaritas, maybe, or like two glasses of Prosecco. Like, that's a stunning vibe. But anything that's going to make me feel horrible the next day, I will avoid. I think it's all stemmed down to the fact that I'm absolutely terrified of being sick. Like, it's like a borderline phobia. And if I'm, why would you put yourself in a position where you could feel like shit the next day? Don't get it. Just don't get it. So yeah, I'll be taking it easy tonight. Hopefully a dog walk tomorrow, although it's just raining, like constant rain. I love autumn and I'll always be an autumn gal. But yeah, the rain isn't as inspiring, is it? Like, I need crisp. Yeah, by the time this episode comes out, I would be moving to Manchester in like a month, which is so exciting. I can't wait to start making content. That's the thing like I'm most excited about, honestly. Like, I wish I could do these cute little like Sunday reset videos, but my room is just simply not it. And my whole space, and like, I just can't wait to have a fucking fridge of my own. Anyway, I could talk about that for hours, and I literally did in the first episode. So let's get into some of these questions. The first question I have is, how do you deal with your partner when they're being moody and it's affecting your mood? First of all, this is something that you'll go through in literally every relationship. Like, it's just simply not natural for people to spend that much time with each other, assuming whoever wrote this in sees their partner a lot or even lives with them. I'm not sure. But this is definitely something I've faced before. Like, me and Lewis, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, like, we have both had this with each other before where one person's being really moody and it's bringing the other person down. I think the way we've worked through that is obviously having good communication. You have to kind of work out how your partner responds the best. For me, if Lou is being moody, and which is completely natural, by the way, like, everyone gets moody, of course. If he's being moody, I feel comfortable enough to say to him, like, hey, you're in a really bad mood, or you're being fucking moody right now. Like, can you either snap out of it or take it somewhere else? Like, I don't want this to be around this. And with me, he kind of is the same. Or, you know, we feel comfortable enough to kind of pull a face, just being like, okay, like, you need to chill out. Sometimes I make it very obvious that he's in a bad mood by just staying in silence and just kind of letting him hear his own thoughts come out loud. And then eventually he realizes, like, I'm in a bad mood, aren't I? Like, I need to stop this. It's not even, you know, what's even that deep that you're in a bad mood over? Obviously, if your partner is in a bad mood because of an actual reason and something's going on in their lives, that's a completely different story. But in this right now, I'm talking about they are just being moody little bastard, basically. But yeah, I think that's the best way of dealing with it. It doesn't hurt just to be like, hey, you may not feel like you're being in a bad mood. You could say to them, you know, you may not feel like you're being in a bad mood right now, but the way you're acting, speaking, and your literal energy is bringing me down, and I don't want that. So you can either fuck off, go to another room and be like that, or snap out of it and be with me because you're bringing me down, and that's just not fair. I said it in the other episode, a few episodes ago, about, you know, glowing up and everything. You've got to cut these people out that are being bad vibes. Obviously, when it's your partner, you're kind of obligated to stick it out a little bit more. And if this happens every now and then, just tell them you're being a miserable little dickhead and shut the fuck up, basically. This next question is quite long. It says, my long distance boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 years. He's a 2-hour drive from me. I work full time and he's at uni. His birthday is in a month, and I've just found out it's also two of his other friends' birthdays on the same day as his. I mentioned possibly seeing if I could get it off work and spend his birthday with him. He said no to that, and that he wanted to go out with his friends instead, and that I shouldn't come. Should I take this personally, that he doesn't want me there for his birthday, or is it different, seeing as it's also two of his best friends' birthdays on the same day? Interesting. First of all, this person hasn't said how long they've been together. I'm hopefully going to assume that you haven't been together that long, because if my boyfriend that is I'm committed to is choosing to spend his birthday with his friends over me, I don't actually know how I'd feel about that. I feel like it would make me feel quite low on the list of priorities. Yeah, I don't know. Let me think about how I would feel if I say to my boyfriend, like, it's your birthday, I want to take you out, I want to do this, and he's like, nah, not going to spend it with you, I'm going to spend it with my mates instead. I would actually, no, I would decide that I do not like that at all. You shouldn't stand for that. You should make it very clear, hey, why not? Like, why would you not want to spend this special day with me? Unless it, this person said they're long distance, unless it's like a logistical thing, but hopefully they would have put your mind to rest a little bit and been like, hey, I'd absolutely love to spend the day with you, but it's not going to work out this year because I can't get the time off or whatever. The person writing in says that, they want to take time off, they're going to make the effort, and their boyfriend is still saying no. I am going to say that's a bit of a red flag if your boyfriend doesn't want to spend a special day with you and he's choosing his mates instead. Like, what fun is he possibly going to have with his mates that he can't have with you? Also, you can compromise. Like, you can do something with your partner and your friends. It's not either or. I don't know. Maybe suggest you going out with them as well. Oh, wait, no, I've just read. He says this person doesn't want them going out with their friends. Why would you not want to hang out with your friends? I would personally face it head on and just be like, what's your problem? Do you have a problem with me? Why don't you want me hanging out with your mates? Why don't you want to spend your birthday? I just don't think there's anything wrong with, if you're in a relationship with someone, you should be able to ask them these questions. And if you can't, that's a whole other issue. If you can't go up to your partner and say, like, what's your fucking problem? Why don't you want to do this? Why are you doing this? Why do you keep acting like this? Then you need to look inwards, I think. But yeah, oh my God, I hope that gets sorted in time for their birthday. I probably won't answer this in time, to be honest, but let me know what's happened. That's a very interesting dilemma. The next question is, I think this is a hypothetical question, but it says, what would you do if you found your boyfriend was paying for someone's OnlyFans? This is tricky without context. First of all, we need to support sex workers. That's the main thing here, right? So I'm not going to say that he shouldn't, but would I necessarily feel comfortable with my boyfriend paying monthly, like a Netflix fee subscription, to see someone's nudes each month when I'm literally here? No, I would not like that. But if it was one of his mates or he knows someone he wants to support them, that's a complete other story. Let's just go with the fact. No, let's hypothetically, I found out that my boyfriend is subscribed to like just OnlyFans models doing like online adult content and I didn't know about it. I would be fuming. There's one thing, like watching porn or whatever, very normal, everyone does it, whatever. But there's something about an OnlyFans that, the reason OnlyFans exists and that it's successful is because the subscriber feels like they almost have like a kind of a relationship with the creator. And if I'm in a partnership with someone, a monogamous relationship with someone, and they are then engaging and subscribing with someone else online, I wouldn't like that. I don't see how it's any different from me going on like a chat room and like talking to boys and stuff. Yeah, I mean, if he wants to look at girls' nudes, like that's fine. But, like, I don't know, it just feels so much more personal when it's on OnlyFans. If it was like a random porn website or something and he's watching it, fine. Like, I don't give a fuck. These are like almost anonymous people. But when it's someone's OnlyFans and you're checking it and he's probably like commenting on it, it's actually making me feel a bit sick just thinking about my boyfriend on someone else's OnlyFans. Sorry. No, not for me at all. I'd be very interested to see what you guys think. Again, this is all I need context. If it's them supporting someone that they're friends with that does like online sex work, I think that's fucking great of them. I'd actually be impressed. But then it's like, oh, do I want them seeing someone else naked all the time? Especially if it's the same person over and over again. That's what annoys me. Like, if he needs this content, like, he can pay me. If your boyfriend is paying for someone else's OnlyFans, can't they just like send that like whatever $5.99 a month to you and you just send them a few nudes every now and then? No, don't get that. Yeah, I've never thought about this before. That's such an interesting question. The next question comes from Instagram and it says, how to subtly convince my boyfriend to propose next year, laughing face. He needs that last push. This is good. I feel like my personal approach to this, if it gets to the point where I'm like losing patience and I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you waiting? I don't think subtlety is the right approach. I think you just have to say it. Like, you're in a relationship with this person. At the end of the day, you should be able to say, you know, what you want. You could literally just come out of nowhere and say, why have you not proposed? Or, hey, you know, maybe have a conversation about your future. Lewis and I do that quite a lot, just, you know, in casual conversation. We'll just be like dreaming about what we want over the next 5 years or whatever. You could say to him, you know, where do you see yourself this time in 2 years? Or, you know, any plans for next year? You know, I'm assuming you possibly live with this person as well. It's not abnormal to be talking about the future. And if he doesn't mention the ring, which he probably won't, even if he is planning on it, let's be honest, that's your time to be like, oh, I'd love to be engaged by this time next year. Which is, you're allowed to say this, it's what you want. And you can either choose to listen to it or he might be stubborn and wait. You know your partner best. I mean, some people are so stubborn, if you tell them you want something, the more you tell them, it's actually going to push them away and make them not want to do it. But like I said, whatever you think will work the best with your partner, some people need that, like, black and white, like, this is what I need, please do this. Some people want, you know, not playing games, but, you know, skirting around it and drop it in really subtly. If it's more of a subtle thing, I would, you know, when you're scrolling on Pinterest and you see a wedding dress you like, just show him, be like, oh, wouldn't that look so nice on me? Or be like, look at this venue that someone I follow on Instagram got married in, how nice does that look? Or be like, oh, everyone's getting engaged, I'm so jealous. Or if you walk past a ring shop, just tell him which ones you like. I mean, does he know which ring you like? I mean, you can't just be getting a proposal out of anywhere without any preparation. He needs to know that your nails need to be nice. He needs to know which ring you want. Have you spoke to him about how you'd want to get engaged? All these things are important. Like, you can't, you know, these men, bless them, they can't be left alone to do these things. You need to steer them in the right direction. Micromanagement, I think. There's nothing wrong with micromanaging your partner, I think. I'm a control freak though, so I would say that. But yeah, steer him in the right direction, have a little chat. Me and Lewis in the car, I'm in nowhere near ready to get engaged, but, you know, it's something I want in my future with him. I'll literally tell him what my dream wedding is or my dream proposal, and I'll be like, we should do this, this and this, all hypothetical. But it's, you know, slowly getting into his head, I'm sure, and he knows when the time's right how to do it. Make sure you have those conversations with your partner. And I think it's really exciting, this person writing in, that you're sitting there waiting for it. I've always said I want it to happen when I'm literally gagging for it, like, I want it so bad, as opposed to it coming like a little bit early. So yeah, I mean, enjoy this time, this very exciting time, because it could happen at any moment. I'm actually getting butterflies for you. It's so exciting. Oh well, please let me know when it happens. Okay, this is the last question, and I have to say, I think I've saved the best till last. This is funny. We got an email that says, hey girls, I'm loving the pod. Just me now, by the way. I'm loving the pod. Could I request a topic for you to discuss around fetishes? I'd love to get your opinion. I recently dated a guy with a belly button fetish, which baffled me. He liked my inny belly button and wanted to poke it and lick it. Laughing face. Can I just say, she's obviously laughing at this topic as well. I'm not laughing at her. She says, I've never heard of this before, have you? I'm not weird about my belly button, though I know people who are, so it made me think about how I would cope if it was something I wasn't as comfortable with. Right. We drifted apart anyway, so it wasn't to be. Nothing to do with belly buttons. Please, could I stay anon? Yes, of course you can. I'm sorry, this is quite lighthearted, really. First of all, obviously not going to kink shame anyone. Everyone is into their own weird little things. And that's fine, as long as it's safe, legal, and doesn't hurt anyone. You know, you're allowed to like what you like. I just think it's so funny that this person has chosen belly buttons. As someone who is not attracted to belly buttons, I can't physically see why they would be attractive. But I think, so this person hasn't exactly asked a question. I think it's more just a topic of discussion, that if you do come across anyone with these weird kinky fetishes, just you know, you have the right to not interact with that. If someone comes up to you like, oh my God, I fucking love your belly button, can I lick it? You can just be like, absolutely not, I'm not into that at all. Or, you know, if you're open-minded, try it, you might love it. I am just thinking of Megan, who has a belly button phobia, and this is just so hilarious to me. I just know that she's going to be dying listening to this episode. Maybe we should do a whole episode on like weird things that have happened in the bedroom. I think that would be so funny. I've definitely got a few stories to tell. I know my family has started listening to this podcast, so please don't. Just save your ears. You don't need to hear that. But yeah, if anyone has any other weird stories that you want me to read out, obviously it'll be completely anonymous. You can either email and I'll just, you know, not pay attention to your name, or you can fill in the form and keep it like 100 anonymous. But that's so funny. Thank you so much for sharing. I would be really interested to see how that goes down. How did this person tell you about their belly button fetish? Is it just something that naturally slips in over time, or ew, slips in? Gross. I'm really sorry about all the barking that's going on in the background. Ferb has recently discovered the puppies, and he wants to play with them, and they can't even walk yet. So he's just barking at them and waiting for them to do something fun. But yeah, very annoying. Anyway, to wrap that one up, I don't see anything wrong with it, as long as they're not inflicting it on other... Sorry, it's just so funny. We're talking this seriously about literal belly button fetish. If any of you have a belly button fetish, let me know. I won't be able to do anything for you, but I'd love to hear it. And why? Like, with feet, like, I don't have a feet fetish. I don't find them attractive, but I get it. But belly buttons, I simply don't get it. Again, not to shame anyone, but I'd love to hear the reasonings. So I hope someone listening has a belly button fetish they can talk about. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I absolutely love answering these questions. I know today was a little bit of a shorter one, but personally, I think 20 minutes is all you actually need for a podcast. But yeah, some of my favourite podcasts I listen to are ones where people answer other people's dilemmas, and they're always just so funny to me. So yeah, next week, I'm not really sure what's going to be coming. I've got a few guests lined up. I've got one person we're going to be talking about the musical theatre industry and what it's like going to drama school, what it's like auditioning for agents, and lots of horror stories about that. I've got one influencer coming on who I'm friends with, and she's going to be talking about how she grew her TikTok literally overnight. Like, it's so impressive. So that's exciting. I've got my bar instructor coming on to talk about that. I want to do lots more like wellness-based podcasts. So as always, if you have any suggestions, let me know. If you've made it to the end of this episode, I really appreciate you. You're the best. DM me and I'll say something nice to you. I'll give you a compliment or something. If you have time to share one of the clips that I share to Instagram to your story, that would help me out massively. I'm really trying to like work on the social strategy for this podcast. Like, we've got really good listeners and people listen consistently every week, which is amazing. I really appreciate you, but I want to grow social so we can just get a few new people listening. So yes, have a wonderful week. I love you all so much. And thank you for listening.